1.4, locating a case with a citation. Remember, we're not trying to teach you to create a citation here, but if you are given a citation, we want you to start understanding how you would go find that case or statute. In this case, cases. We'll talk about statutes later. In the textbook, we have an example of Canino versus New York News, 475, A period 2nd, 528, N period J period, 1984. That would actually be read by an attorney as Canino versus New York News, volume 475, Atlantic Reporter, 2nd series, page 528, New Jersey Supreme Court, 1984. Now, that sounds probably fairly intimidating now, but that will pass very quickly as you progress through the program. We have a diagram on this page that tries to help make sense of some of this for you. When you have a citation, you're always going to have a volume, publication, and page number, and sometimes you're going to have more than one. As we'll see later, those are called parallel cites. And there might be two places, or even three places, if it's a U.S. Supreme Court case, where you can find the exact same opinion. They're just competitive publishers, all trying to make money on that case. So we'll talk about that more later. But for now, if you're given, for instance, let's talk about the Warner Brothers versus ABC citation that's in the example on the website. You would go to the law library. You would look for a Federal Reporter second series for that set of books. You'll be taught what those abbreviations are as we progress. You'd look then for volume 720 within that series and pull out that volume and turn to page 231. It's that simple. It's not that hard to find a case or a statute. And when you walk in the law library, it's very intimidating because all those books look the same. They're very threatening. But if you understand this system, which is very simple actually, you're going to be fine. So take time to do this. You'll also eventually be getting your Westlaw and Lexis IDs. And so once you have those, you'll want to practice looking these up in those tools as well as online research tools as well.